This is Jay Sekulow. The candidates talk about abortion. What about judges, and where do you see the election heading?
40 million abortions since Roe v. Wade.
I am somebody who believes that Roe versus Wade was rightly decided.
People who believe that life begins at conception would say that's a Holocaust.
I have a 25-year pro-life record in the Congress, in the Senate, and as President of the United States, I will be a pro-life president.
What point is a baby entitled to human rights?
I think that abortion is a very difficult issue.
At the moment of conception.
And it is a moral issue.
We have to change the culture of America.
And I think that the Constitution has a right to privacy in it that shouldn't be subject to state referendum in any more than, you know, our First Amendment rights are subject to state referendum.
Neither Roe nor Casey are written in the Constitution.
I am pro-choice.
Those of us who are proudly pro-life understand that.
Completely supportive of a ban on late-term abortions, partial birth or otherwise, as long as there's an exception for the mother's health and life.
Just again, the example of the eloquence of Senator Obama. He's health of the mother. You know, that's been stretched by the pro-abortion movement in America to mean almost anything. That's the extreme pro-abortion position, quote, health.
Why is it not an appropriate interest that the state is worried about rendering society callous to infanticide?
40 million abortions since Roe v. Wade. What point is a baby entitled to human rights?
Answering that question with specificity, is above my pay grade.
It's got to be courage and compassion that we show to a young woman who's facing this terribly difficult decision.
From experience, I have had an abortion over 20 years ago, and I'm still going through emotional stuff regarding the decision that I made.
40 million abortions since Roe v. Wade.
But there surely is some common ground.
Well, there you have it. What a great montage. Gives you a whole sense of the not only the debate that took place just the other day, but also the discussions that we've been having over the last months on this issue of abortion. Our producer, Eric Dye, doing a great job, as always, putting that together. We appreciate the hard work that goes into, if you can imagine, going through literally hours of tape to come up with the right sound bites to give you a real sense of what has happened here. But that's precisely it. By the way, breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C., involving the Supreme Court and the Ohio election issue. Jordan, what do we have?
That's right. The Supreme Court's siding with, actually, this involves Acorn and a lot of this voter registration issue that I know many of you have called in about. The Supreme Court has actually sided with Ohio's top election official, who the Secretary of State, who's a Democrat, who is facing a deadline on Friday to set up a system to provide local county registration officials any new registered voters' information whose driver's license or social security number didn't match with other forms, the governmental forms. But the Supreme Court, even though the federal court had said that she must do that, the Secretary of State had to do that, the Supreme Court has said no. This brings into play that controversial situation involving Acorn and the many thousands of registrations that were being in question.
Yeah, I think this is, look, it's kind of a bit of a setback for the McCain campaign, who's been concerned about Acorn's registration. No official opinion yet. Maybe just been an order. We're looking to see if we can find that. Hey, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you see the election going? Who are you most impressed with? Who do you think you're leaning towards? We're only a couple weeks out from this election. We want to know what you have to think. 1-800-684-3110. Now, you call in. We want to get this conversation going, and obviously a lot to talk about. This is the last day, by the way, that we're going to be able to focus in on our campaign to make sure that a variety of issues are addressed by these candidates. Now, next week, we're going to focus in like a laser beam on the issue of Supreme Court justices and judges and what does that mean in the next election. But today is the very last day where you can participate in our poll that we're sending. This is it takes literally a minute and a half to do this. What are the issues that matter most to you? And then we get this to the campaigns. This gives you a chance to really speak to the campaigns. If you want to participate, and we encourage you to do so, the last day to do it is now. Jordan's going to tell you how, but you need to go ahead and have your voice heard.
It's important, folks. And again, this is the final day to take the survey, to tell us what these issues you want to hear the candidates discuss. Call right now. Our toll-free number takes a couple of minutes, 877-989-2255. The final day, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political sound bites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issues Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or take the survey online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Last day for you to get your voice heard specifically on a variety of issues that are affecting this election. You want these issues discussed, then you need to go to your phones right now. The very last day that you can do it is today. Take this poll. It tells the candidates what the issues are that matter most to you, and that is critical. Now, next week, we're going to focus like a laser beam, as I said, on this issue of judges. But right now, I want you to rank these issues, whether it's abortion, whether it's school prayer, whether it's the situation like the Fairness Doctrine. We need to let them know that we want these issues discussed. That's what differentiates these candidates. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me give you the number again. Last day for you to do it, and I really encourage you to participate. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, what's that breaking news again from the Supreme Court so everybody's aware?
It involves the Acorn situation, the voter registration issue. The Secretary of State in Ohio was ordered by the federal courts there to submit a lot of information on hundreds of thousands, I think over 100,000 names. The deadline wasn't going to be met, and the Secretary of State had said that. Secretary of State's a Democrat, about people whose voting information didn't necessarily match up with either driver's license or Social Security number. And the federal court said that they must comply and give the counties that information. The Supreme Court has said, no, they don't. And the secretary and sided with the Secretary of State there, which what it appears to be, and we're just getting a snippet now, not even actual language from the opinion of the Supreme Court, but just a snippet, is that this is a setback for John McCain and some of the efforts to really go after the Acorn situation with the voter registrations that appear to be fraudulent.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a setback from the McCain campaign. We're not directly involved, but looks like the courts are going to try to stay out of this election cycle. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Nelson's calling from Connecticut on line 5. Nelson, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nelson.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Well, the abortion issue is very critical as far as us voting. Is that correct?
Well, I sure think it is. I mean, I think that abortion should be playing as a major issue. It was discussed at the debate. We put a lot of pressure to make sure that happened. They did discuss it at length. So I have to say that was a lengthy discussion. We didn't get into the discussion of judges I wanted or Fairness Doctrine, those kind of issues, but we did get the abortion one. So, yes, I do think it's a critical issue. Do you think it's critical for you?
Yes, I do. I do believe the abortion issue is critical, and I guess that's swaying my vote as far as Obama's concerned.
Well, let me play something here very specific. There was very specific answers, and maybe we can get the McCain bite, too, because I want to be fair on both. Let's play Senator Obama's response, if we've got it, Eric, to whether he is for Roe versus Wade, against Roe versus Wade, pro-choice. One point he said it's above his pay grade. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade. But point number two, I am pro-choice. I believe in Roe versus Wade, and I come to that conclusion not because I'm pro-abortion, but because ultimately I don't think women make these decisions casually.
Well, there you have Senator Obama's clear statement on that. We also have, I believe we're working on right now, we're pulling up a soundbite from Senator McCain. Now, he's been making it, so they have very stark contrasts on the abortion issue, Jordan. That has become very, very clear. Let's take a listen, then we'll comment. Take a listen to Senator McCain.
At the moment of conception, I have a 25-year pro-life record in the Congress, in the Senate, and as President of the United States, I will be a pro-life president, and this presidency will have pro-life policies.
Well, there you have a very stark contrast. And Jordan, that did get significant talking time during the debate.
It did, which is good, and I congratulate Bob Schaefer really for bringing that up from CBS, because none of the other moderators had. But we haven't heard some of the other issues discussed, and we won't have a chance to have both interesting on stem cell research, where actually Senator McCain and Senator Obama share a lot of the same views, because Senator McCain had supported the embryonic stem cell research, and which is something that is controversial among the right to life community. But when it comes down to abortion specifically, it's a very clear contrast between these two candidates, no question about it.
We're going to go right back to our phones, but again, I want to tell you the last day we have is today for you to participate in this poll, so we can let these candidates know what issues matter most to you. They've got to hear from you on this, folks, especially now that the debates are done. It's 1-877-989-2255. Whether you're for Senator Obama, whether you're for Senator McCain, whether you're an independent, you need to participate in this. We need to hear from you. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Teresa's calling from Texas on line one. Teresa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mr. Sekulow. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Well, I received my University of Chicago alumni magazine recently with Obama's picture splattered on the front. And, of course, they're the most liberal-minded institution that I've ever been affiliated with. And, in fact, I just firstly wanted to thank you for being on Christian radio, understanding that that was my lifeline to my faith, because the University of Chicago is so against Christianity, I think, in terms of the way they approach every issue. And, you know, Obama taught at the law school, constitutional law, there for
right.
12 years, but he's always just stepping away from the institution because he doesn't like to admit the elitist type of mentality that goes along with their reputation. But nonetheless, the point that I really want to make here is that your organization, and I've stood with you on every petition
Thanks.
And every which way that I can support you, because you are standing with Christ. You are standing on the side of Christ. When they say you will know them by their fruit, it is because of your voice, of your stand.
Well, listen, we couldn't do this. We couldn't do this without people like you that support the organization and, of course, these Christian TV and radio stations that carry our broadcasts around the country. And what we're trying to do during this election cycle, and we you know, look, we're giving you a real behind-the-scenes legal and political analysis. We've got our offices in D.C. wired in to what's going on. We're picking this up. We're trying to be very objective, and we are being very objective. I think for those of you that support Senator McCain and for those of you that support Senator Obama, I think you would clearly acknowledge, and people have acknowledged this on the broadcast, we are being very fair in how we're looking at the issues. We all may not agree on the issues, but we are looking at them fairly, and I think that is the key to what we're trying to communicate here. Who do we have? Jordan, let me ask you this also. We don't have an official order yet from the Supreme Court, correct? We just know they denied it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I mean, here's the line.
This is
that
the acorn
got,
suit, everybody.
And this is directly from Politico.com, how they've kind of explained it. It said that the Supreme Court has ruled that the Ohio Secretary of State is not required to provide local officials with lists that could be used to strike registrations.
Yeah, so it sounds like it may just be what they call a minute order, and that'll be it, and that's going to be the end of that, and that's the Acorn lawsuit. So the Supreme Court taking a pass on that. Not surprised there, by the way, that they did that, but interesting nonetheless. Let's go right back to the phones.
Rebecca from Oklahoma on line three. Rebecca, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm so excited to get to voice my opinion, and thanks for what you guys do. But I am extremely appalled at the Supreme Court, even though I understand they may not want to have gotten involved with the election
yep.
thing. Yes, with the Acorn. All I can think about is third world countries where their elections are done unruly, and it's unfair, it's unjust. And what is the difference in what's going on with Acorn?
Well, let me tell you what I think happened. And I don't know this because I don't have the opinion, but just from as a Supreme Court litigator, I suspect here's what's happened. The Supreme Court looked at it, and under the separation of powers, which is in our Constitution, they said this is where the judiciary should not go. There wasn't a fundamental fairness issue here. This should be handled by the state electoral board. It looks like that's the way it is. Now, we don't have an opinion yet, so we don't know, but that's what I anticipate happening. Look, you know what this is going to mean? And Jordan, you said this the other day. Now you got to focus on the issues.
That's right. You have to focus
on the real issues of this campaign and the distractions, whether it's Reverend Wright or whether it's Acorn or whether it's, you know, these are distractions. Let's deal with the issues.
You know, let me tell you something. If you're a supporter of John McCain's or a Republican and you thought the Acorn issue was the reason you were going to be victorious here, you know, you were forgetting the fact that that's not why people vote. People don't vote because of innuendos and legal battles in the courts over voter registration. And issues like that. They vote because of issues that matter deeply to their heart and matters that matter deeply to their pocketbooks and their children's education. That's why people vote. They don't vote because an organization is registering Mickey Mouse to vote. It's not good. It's definitely something we should discuss, but that should not be your hopes. And if your hopes and dreams for John McCain's presidential election were based on this Acorn situation and voter registration, then your hopes and dreams were misplaced. The issues have got to be, that's how people get to the polls. People go to the polls, they vote because they care about the issues and they care about the candidate themselves.
Absolutely correct. 1-800-684-3110. Where are you leaning in this election? How about getting to the substantive issues next week on the broadcast? Focusing like a laser beam on the judges, including the Supreme Court of the United States. That is going to be a major issue. We want these candidates to start addressing that, folks. We're giving you direct action to the candidates. That's what we want to do here. But this is the very last day that we're doing this poll, so we can let them know what issues matter most to you. Jordan's going to give you the information. I encourage you, last day for you to do it, please participate in this so we can have complete data that we're giving to these campaigns during this next 2 weeks.
All right, folks, all you need to do is call our toll-free number right now. It's absolutely free. This is your last opportunity to take part in this survey. 877-989-2255 is the number you call right now to take part in this important survey. This is your last opportunity to do so. 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issue Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new President know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. I just got the order from the Supreme Court on this Acorn matter with the state of Ohio. Jordan, you take a question. Let me take a quick look at this while you handle the next question, and I'll be able to give a report in a moment.
Let's go right back to the phones. Veronica's calling from Colorado on line 4. Veronica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
I want to know if there's any truth to Obama's birth certificate being a fraud and if he's proven that he's a natural-born citizen.
You know, Veronica, let me answer that. I've heard this on some of the really conservative radio programs, a lot of discussion about this, and it seems like that's another misconception about Barack Obama and really, again, trying to take people away from the issues. And this is how I would respond to that. First of all, John McCain was not born in the continental United States. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which the Congress had to pass a law saying that those who were born there during that time period were considered, quote, natural-born citizens. If you read the Constitution, it doesn't go into much detail at all about what natural-born citizen is. So it's all based on case law, which is why sometimes these don't become as clear issues. But here's what I'm going to say to this, Veronica. We are 18 days away from the election. 18 days. If you are a McCain supporter or you don't like Barack Obama and you're worried about mostly his citizenship and whether or not Acorn has done these things which they've been accused of, which I think they probably have, at least some people that were working for them. But if you're worried about Obama's citizenship in Acorn and not worrying about the fact that we're 18 days out and people are going to be making these decisions based on real issues, I think John McCain's in a lot of trouble when you look at this situation. If you're a supporter out there and this is what you're harping on, this is what you think is going to be the end-all and the game changer here 18 days out. I don't think it will be. These issues just aren't big enough to people who are worried about their investments, who are worried about issues like abortion, who are worried about issues like the war, and of course just health care, education, all those issues. Spending time talking about Acorn and Barack Obama's citizenship or lack thereof at this point is a distraction from the real issues that will drive people out to vote in this election.
You know, and I appreciate Veronica calling so we could bring this up, but I think you're absolutely right. Now, I just got the order, and I've just reviewed the order from the Supreme Court of the United States. It is not on the substance. It is a decision that the Supreme Court appears to be unanimous on, per curiam it's called, not a formal written order, although it's about 2 pages, but not the typical 15 or 20-page opinion you'd see. It says that Section 303, which is the basis upon which the injunction was issued, does not actually provide for injunctive relief. So it was a statutory determination, statutory interpretation of no power to issue the TRO under that particular statute. So the Acorn matter resolved for now. And as I said, I think a giant distraction that needs to be put to bed, and it sounds like it is.
Let's go back to the phone. Sherry's calling from Idaho on line 3. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you, Jordan. Hi, Jay. There's just too many things with Obama. I mean, I listen to you guys all the time in the debates, and they're so different on their stands. This election is different from any you've had in the United States because they're so different on their stands. But it's just too many things. It's just, you know,
You have to focus on those, Sharon. Here's what you have to do. You have to focus on the big picture issues, which in this election appears to be the economy. The issue of abortion is now getting attention. I will tell you, after what we do next week, and everybody's going to want to stay tuned and tell your friends to, you're going to want to stay tuned because next week we are getting into this issue and getting into this issue in great depth on the issue of abortion. So, issue of judges, and abortion, of course, as well, because the impact of the judges to the abortion issue is significant. But we are going to be focused on judges and what it means. So don't get distraught. Let's get away from the clutter. Let's look at these candidates, whether you're for McCain or whether you're for Obama, on their positions, not on Acorn at this point, not on Reverend Wright. We're not playing guilt by association here. You may want to take those all into factors when you make the decision. That's what you decide. But I'm going to tell you this. Let's find out where these candidates stand on the issues that matter.
Yeah, I think one thing we've noticed, folks, is that over the past few weeks and really just until this past debate, Senator McCain's campaign has not had a clear message. Where Barack Obama's had that message we've all associated with, comedians too, with change, hope, yes, we can. He's had a message, whereas John McCain has been seems like just a little bit all over the place on the issues and not as clear of a message that resonate with people who may not pay that much attention to politics but would tune into the debate or at least read the recaps.
Yeah.
You saw that more in this last debate.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, that was the last debate. There's only 18 days left, and John McCain has still got to come up with a message for these final 18 days, get past this situation with Joe the plumber, who now ends up to be an unlicensed practitioner and also someone who owes back taxes and would have made less money of Barack Obama. That's the facts that have come out now. Not worry about those things. Come up with a message and stick with it. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, that's for, and look, if you're for Senator McCain, you want him to start addressing these issues because they're stark contrasts. If you're for Senator Obama, you want Obama to stay on message, and you want McCain to be, you know, kind of floundering on the message point. But I think, look, when you look at it, you've got to look past the rhetoric, too. On the abortion issue, it was very clear, stark contrast between the two.
Let's go to Lenora calling from Florida on line 5. Lenora, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lenora.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to offer a quick perspective on abortion.
Okay.
and that issue. My husband and I recently adopted 3 frozen embryos and had
them
transferred, and I am now 6.5 weeks pregnant. At my 6-week checkup, we had an ultrasound, and we could already see the heart beating.
That's great.
How can anyone say that life doesn't begin?
Well, I mean, look, the candidates have 2 stark views on that. You know, Senator McCain said he believes life begins at conception. Senator Obama said that these are deep personal choices, but that he is pro-choice. He believes in the doctrine of Roe versus Wade. These are 2 different views. Look, they have the right to express them, but you have the right to exercise your vote and vote the way you feel your conscience leads you. And that's what America's all about. Let's try to get a couple more calls in here before the end of the broadcast.
Mary Kay is calling from Michigan on line 3. Mary Kay, welcome to JSecure Live.
Well,
hi, Mary Kay.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for what you are doing to increase the awareness of the public in our voting. I just have a couple of comments. I've
sure.
had 2 abortions. One of them was about 28 years ago, and the other one was about 25 years ago. And for Barack Obama to say that most women do not enter into that decision lightly or that they do it, that they don't do it casually is false, because the health community that participates in helping me to murder my child takes it very casually. And it seemed like a very casual decision at the time because being pregnant was an inconvenience for me at that time. And so, but the after effects of it have never been casual. I've had health issues because of those abortions. I've also had mental issues because of those, and thankfully God brought me through it, and now
I'm glad you called in, because we've had these discussions when we talk about the abortion issue before, and it's the real life example. And yeah, you've lived through it, and God's got you through it. But it tells you, that's why these issues, and I'm glad Bob Schieffer got those issues discussed on Wednesday. Now I'm asking myself, okay, we got a real understanding on the abortion issue. What about the Supreme Court of the United States? Because, folks, now listen to me on this. The next president of the United States probably selects the Supreme Court for the rest of my life, or at least the Supreme Court majority for the rest of my life. It is quite possible. So, there's a lot at stake in this. Let's try to grab one more call, Jordan, if we can. Then we're going to let everybody know how they can take direct action here.
Sharon from Florida on line 1. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes, Jay. Hi, Jay. In all due respect, I disagree about the acorn not being critical. I believe there should be a tsunami of outrage over the Supreme Court decision and that Bush...
Wait. I'm not saying that it's not an issue. I'm saying the Supreme Court didn't sidestep anything. They reviewed the law and said the law itself did not provide for injunctive relief. And look, we're rule of law people. If the law doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. That doesn't mean what Acorn's doing is correct. I mean, there's an FBI investigation. There's all kinds of things going on. But I don't want to throw this to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Here's the thing. We're not going to know about Acorn probably until after the election. That's just how the FEC works. That's how the FBI works. It's an investigation. And until those people actually go try to vote, it's not actual that kind of fraud. It's not voter fraud.
Voter registration fraud.
Right.
Though,
there's a voter registration fraud issue, but not a voter fraud issue. So a lot of this is after the fact, a retroactive situation. But
yeah, here's what we got, folks. We got just a few seconds left. You go to your phones right now. Your last day to participate. Let these candidates know what issues matter to you. It's going to take you a minute and a half to do this. Go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. Last day for you to do it. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Call right now and have your voice heard.